I'm Steve Junker with the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Cape Week editor Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, Barnstable history is being celebrated on Saturday in two events, one in the morning and one in the evening. Tell us what's happening.
Well, the town overall is celebrating its 375th birthday. So there's been all kinds of historic events, and one of them is at 10 o'clock in Centerville. There's going to be a free 90-minute walking tour of Main Street there. That's actually on the National Registry of Historic Places because so much of the architecture is still from 19th century. So an architect and preservationist is going to take people around and talk to them about the people who built it and lived on Main Street and what has happened since. Then that night, there's going to be fireworks for that anniversary, and that's going to be in Hyannis. They're going to be set off a barge in Lewis Bay, and a lot of viewing is going to be done around Azleton Park, Bismore Park, Veterans Park Beach, and Calmus Beach, with the roads kind of closed down around there. And for people who are going to that, they can enjoy some music from Groovy Afternoon. They're going to be at 6 to 8 p.m. at Azleton Park. That band's going to be playing. And then during the fireworks, people can listen to music to go with them from WXTK.
And there is a lot of music being played as part of the Labor Day weekend. Let's talk about an event in Truro.
Yes, they have a five-day festival, actually, and it's all New Orleans music. It starts Wednesday, August 28th, and it goes through the weekend through Sunday. But saying that it's New Orleans-style music means a great variety of styles. So it's going to be a little bit different every night. Just some of the examples is going to be singer-accordionist C.J. Chenier and the Red Hot Louisiana Band. That's the name. That's going to be Friday night, and they've got Creole style. Then saxophonist Lakeisha Benjamin and the Soul Squad is going to be performing Saturday night, and that's funk music, soul, and hip-hop along with jazz. And on Thursday night and Sunday nights, Pyramid's bringing back the Stooges Brass Band. That band was there in July, but it was such a big hit. Apparently they had everybody up and dancing right away that Pyramid decided to invite them back for two more concerts this weekend.
And another big show this weekend on Sunday in South Yarmouth, a country icon.
It's singer-songwriter Carlene Carter, and she is the daughter of country music legends June Carter Cash and Carl Smith, so that makes her the stepdaughter of Johnny Cash, and she's the granddaughter of Mother Maybelle Carter of the Carter Music family. So she's had a career on her own, done some rock country, but in April she released an album that kind of paid tribute to her family's long legacy of music and a lot of the songs that they did in a slightly different way. So she's going to bring a mix of both her own stuff and her family's stuff to the Cultural Center of Cape Cod in South Yarmouth on Sunday night.
And Kathy, Labor Day weekend has apparently become a popular time for arts, crafts, and antique festivals. You've got a rundown for us?
There's all kinds of things to go out and see like that around the Cape and Islands. Some of them are the Vineyard Artisan Festival, which has more than 120 Martha's Vineyards artists and artisans showing their stuff, and that's going to be happening Friday night through Sunday at the Agricultural Hall in West Tisbury. Then there's the 7th annual Labor Day by the Bay Fine Art and Craft Show, and that's going to be open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, and then 10 to 4 on Sunday at the Drummer Boy Park in Brewster. The Harwich Historical Society is presenting an indoor antiques show from 10 to 4 on Saturday at the Harwich Community Center, and there's going to be more than 25 dealers there from on and off the Cape showing antiques, plus members of the Cape Cod Antique Dealers Association are going to be offering appraisals between noon and 3. Then down in Sandwich, they've got the Fine Arts and Crafts shows. That's going to be the second show this month that they have there. It's happening 10 to 4 on Saturday, and it's on the lawn of the Sandwich Public Library, and all the vendors' fees are going to be donated to that library.
So much to do. To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.